Yeah, I imagine we lost those two, and Chad and Jesse, if they all went to the call, so.
Okay, well, we can get started with the other forum, so. Call the meeting to order on December 12th, 2023. We'll do a roll call, and then if they return, we'll roll call again.
Randy.
Go ahead, the matter.
Gary.
Tony. Okay, we have to read this, meeting's being recorded, audio will be posted on the city website, and you guys all know that. So we'll do the pledge.
We got reading to do there.
We do, I know that.
No gaps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With that, may I?
Yes.
Mark still would like to see just something to think about, a scroll or something around it. But Trina doesn't feel like that's something she can tackle. We do have a friend of ours who's an artist in Africa coming this spring, where she could probably project something, and then you guys could look at it then.
Yeah, I think we had, hadn't we talked, was that in here? Did I... In your office,
I think we talked about it here too, because we talked about the trees in the barn, how many times it's been painted, how the
right.
People go around it. So if we did have a border, when and if this room gets repainted, that'll help that. You won't have to do that. You'll just go around the border and just leave that.
And just leave that green.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're going to go around each one letter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that job.
Okay, we're going to consider the agenda. I have two things that I want put on there. I want to, under roads, put in the approve the Ziegler invoice, so paying for the grader. And under personnel, I'd like to remove the performance reviews, or evaluations reviews. Anybody have anything else they want to add or take off?
I have nothing.
Okay.
So you reschedule for the reviews, or?
Yes, we'll get that rescheduled.
Okay.
Okay, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated with...
Just the agenda.
What's that?
Just the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. The
additions to the agenda.
And I make a motion to accept the agenda and the two additions to the agenda.
I'll second.
Vote, please.
Aye.
All right. Do you guys want to turn on your microphones?
Oh,
please, so we can test them.
I don't want to wear them out.
We're saving them.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Open forum. We have no one. So the consent agenda. We'll need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
New business and critical issues.
Okay, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I'm jumping on.
That's fine. There's no one to speak at that. So we'll go on to committee reports on to planning and zoning, Gary.
All right. Well, there's just a couple things there. One being accepting the short-term rental agreement with the county. We did it last year. It's at no cost to us yet, and I think we should just go ahead and probably stick with what we've got on that for short-term rentals. And then also we have to appoint some new people to the zoning board. The only new one is this G. Oster, Bob and Don. They've been on it for a while, so I think that's the only really two things that we've got to go with there.
Okay, we'll back up to the short-term rentals. I make a motion that we accept Crow Wing County's short-term rental agreement for 2024.
I'll second that.
Vote.
Aye.
And now we have Bob Stanster, Don Ryerson, and Gary Oster. Is it Gary?
Thanks. And I'll make a motion to approve those three for the zoning positions.
Yes, sir.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Staff report. Anything on staff? What's that?
They'll be done before they get back.
Nothing wrong with that.
Staff report, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, there's, I don't really have any report on that. You know, we're working on, well, like, I think somebody's working with John Kachera on a letter for the UR. And other than that, we're, you know, everything's just kind of been postponed. We don't have a meeting this month. We'll have it again in January.
We'll go to parks. Can I talk about the bid from Quality Fabricating and Emily on the picnic tables? They offered three different samples up there if you want to look at those. These are just preliminary. Apparently, once they make one, the other ones will come pretty fast. This is for two different ones. We have the square table with four attached benches and a rectangular one with two attached benches. And this is with, is this with powder coat paint too?
You know, I'll teach you how to do this. Okay. You know, okay, you can hear me? What she said is it would be painting. I did not have a chance to call her and ask her if it was powder coated.
That was something that I talked with Ann about the other day about painting and whether we get a powder coat for that or if it's just painted. I think powder coat would hold up much better. So I think we want to maybe get that before we approve anything, maybe, or
yeah.
I think for now, we're just kind of look for that so we can see what's out there.
Yeah.
And you can go on any commercial website or whatever and look up commercial, you know, picnic tables for cars and see what, you know, compared to their bid.
And in looking at these two, for my 2 cents worth, you know, there's three options there, and I prefer the solid one. Those other ones, that bigger mesh is actually sharp on the inside of those diamonds. The smaller one, I can see little fingers getting into, and that isn't going to be good. So I kind of like those solid members there.
One thing you look at, too, is if you're playing any scratch games or that,
Not
be the best. I agree with that statement. There's probably the solid one is the way.
Little safer looking money for little kids and stuff. So,
So powder coat, is that a color or that's just a solid?
It's a type of paint.
Okay.
It's more like what they put on cars, isn't it?
Yeah.
It holds up a little better than just a straight paint job, which, you know, if you get chips, it'll rust. And I believe it's probably a little stronger paint job.
Okay, this is basically just kind of FYI for information. We'll get a cost on powder coat, and if they do that over there, which I assume they do.
She had said that the bid included painting, but I didn't know there was a difference in powder coat and painting.
And there may be, so right. We want to just confirm that.
Okay.
Okay, an update on the grant writing for the future park expansion. This has gotten to be a really big thing since we hired Laurel. She is just on the ball, and she's a real go-getter. She's working on a DNR grant right now, which would mean that it for us as a city, it, we would match whatever we applied for. There's a lot of steps to it, and she's really working hard on it and could use some help, I think, with some stuff. And she'll let us know if she needs help as she goes along.
Yeah, and I could use some help too. If anybody wants to come in and go over things and weigh in on even just the whole park plan, we have to, with this grant, with the DNR, have to have a very, very detailed plan. That's like the number one thing to be awarded this grant. And the grant is up to $350,000 matching. So I did call our commercial recreation specialist, and I haven't heard back from him to see if he would do this plan. Or Mission Township had someone out of Brainerd do it for $500. So I will probably have to bring that back to council once I know. But if you stop in the office, I'd love to have you look things over, or Tony will be gone. We're going to still meet for parks if anybody wants to come to park meetings, just to help with the grant writing process and your ideas of what you see, right?
Right, right. We could use some input. Also, this grant has to be finished and submitted by March 30th, I believe it is.
No, I think it's the beginning. March.
That's right. You do the prelim, mm-hmm. send your prelim in, and they'll go over it, and then you might have to tweak. They might send it back and have to tweak some stuff. But it's final at the end of March. The money, if we were lucky enough to get awarded with this, which Laura thinks we have a pretty good chance, the monies wouldn't come until later in the year. We would know before that, but the monies wouldn't come until October of that year. And then we have up until a year and a half from June up to June of 25 that we use it. So we can't, if any work that we do now does not count as part of the grant. So we really don't want to do much.
Anything prior to wouldn't count.
Right.
If we found out, say, June, and we weren't getting the money till October, we still don't want to start right. anything.
We can't, yeah, they will not match anything. So we have to be really careful.
We got to kind of hold up on it.
What are we looking to earmark that grant money for?
For the park, it's for the parks. She's writing the grant. It's for strictly for the parks. It will include anything and everything from waste baskets to the ADA water fountain to all the splash pad, the toys in the splash pad, any new toys we want in the park, the new tuna pickleball courts. The only thing that we have to really be careful is we have to have our monies, our half. If we apply for $200,000, we have to have $200,000 to match it. If whatever we will apply for. What we have this year and what we have coming in next year with our budget and with a $10,000 grant from Sourcewell, we can count that, we have about $106,000. So we have other money set aside that we could think about maybe shifting to the park, but we have to figure that out before March.
That also includes a pavilion, correct?
It's already up. We cannot.
But I mean, like you kitchenette and stuff like that. So really, as I see it, we need to probably not spend any money next year on this whatsoever, and try to increase the monies in our coffers to get the maximum out of this grant.
For sure.
So next year will probably be a wash on doing anything over there for the most part.
Yeah, this map that Ann was talking about that's gonna that we send with our grant application will show, it'll be color-coded for this is our existing, what we have existing, and then we'll be drawing in all what we want to add to the park.
So
that will be future. That's what we're applying to grant for, is anything that we're going to be labeled as future we want to come in.
So it's really much like what the drawing we already have, but we're going to elaborate on it?
Yeah, it has to be to scale. And that one's not really to scale.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So we go.
And then it has to include, like, even, like, if I saw Missions has horseshoe pits, they have cornhole. But it's anything like that, and the garbage cans, and I mean, every little detail that we would include in that grant has to be in this drawing. And we even discussed the possibility, but I don't know that we would have the funds to match it, of even fixing that parking lot. I talked to Justin, and, you know, getting a stormwater runoff plan and get that paved. The only thing Justin did say is our impervious. We might need to increase the impervious from where the park is, and, you know, how you go to the parking lot. We might have to increase the grassy area somewhat.
Which wouldn't be that hard. Just lay some black dirt down, plant some more grass, but move it more to the west.
Right, right.
And there's plenty of parking there. It wouldn't take away from much of a lot.
We've got a lot, yeah. If we were to pull that further west, that wouldn't be at all bad. We've already got basically kind of a map of that park over there, didn't we? Have a topographical type map made?
Yeah, like
show
those.
Show our elevations over
there.
Oh,
the survey. We have a survey. Which they can take the survey.
That is what we want to start with. And then we'd have to insert all of the whatever we decide in there.
Yes.
Are we thinking we've got to have a like an architect or someone draw this? Because this seems rather detailed.
You know, that's what I'm waiting to see, Jeff Cornea at Commercial Recreation Specialists. I believe they have architects, I don't know if they're engineers, but who Mission used did a fantastic job.
And so he's from Ringer. For $500, he would do less than that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just...
It would be equal to what they're looking for.
Yeah, it seems that what we need for this grant is quite detailed.
It is.
And we need somebody with that.
So you is there a listing of projects we're looking at for this grant money? Or is that going to be handled by the committee?
Basically, we're just focusing on the park.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a grant you can apply for.
It's not a one-time thing.
Mm-mm.
You can keep going.
Oh, wow.
And there's other grants out there. This gal is,
well,
she's on it.
We want to keep her around for other
I get emails like this every day.
Well, like I have talked about the fire hall.
Maintenance
buildings and all of that. I think we really need to think seriously about.
Yes. So when you stop in, you guys are pretty good about stopping in. Just remind me to show you. Yeah, and I'm in the process now because she needs bids on everything. So I already got a bid from Anderson Brothers for a second set of pickleball courts. I already got Oberg fencing. I'm waiting for the Lee Sports surfacing for the pickleball surface and the netting. And then I did ask Anderson Brothers if he wanted to throw in a bid for us. Just so if you want to put it in, you can,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then there's, what else is there? I have a whole list of bids I have to obtain.
Now, if we were to get this grant and we had matching funds and our hopes, our wish list was more than what the grants cover, or is this just gonna, I guess with you saying that we've gotta have all the numbers in line for them, so there isn't, we only go this far and that's it.
So. Well, and that's what Tony's explaining is you guys have to think about a budget. You know, so I don't know that you want to have a $350,000 matching. You could do a lot because then you're going to have 700. You've got your 350 and you're getting that. So it's $700,000. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what we're looking at.
Right.
Sure it isn't anywhere near that.
No, the splash pad... The last quote I got, and I'm waiting for an updated quote on that, was $189, as is, the size it is. And I believe with all the features.
I did see the world that was reading all this stuff, but with the dollar amounts, she said, per Jim Peterson, who wrote the grant for Mission, said that we should add 10% for inflation and costs going up.
Yes.
So we got to keep that in mind, too.
Yeah, that's a good point, because Oberg Fence even said, if we put money down now on the fencing, it'd be a significant savings, but come spring, it was a $500 bump.
Spring, we're looking at the following spring, so that 10% is going to be very well needed.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
We'll keep that in mind when we get things listed out.
Yeah, so Tony and I were talking today. I don't know, she's going to be taken off here pretty quick. If anybody on council wants to sit with her and I and go over monies and try to firm up something.
When do you leave?
I'm leaving on Christmas Eve day.
Oh, alright.
Oh, Eve day. I thought it was day after.
I'm going to the cities. I'm going to the cities for 2 nights and then I'm leaving for the airport so poor Diana doesn't have to drive me down there. Turn around and come back home.
Diana would have been happy to do that.
I still might pick you up on that too.
Change plan.
Whoops.
Okay, good.
So this was FYI, so we really need to get, I'll do as much as I can. I have a little more free time now, but as household does, I don't do that anymore.
I don't know if it matters, but I'll just give you a fair warning. I'm going on a shoulder surgery first of the year. I'll be I don't know where I'm going to be. Having this one replaced, so.
You have free time, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can talk that.
We can zoom in.
I'm going to be like this for 6 weeks, I guess, so that sounds fun. Good thing I'm right-handed.
So, do we know what qualifies the grass, other than like with your splash area and pickleball, is there other areas we're looking at that would?
That's the only focus we've had, but I can send you, you know, everything she sent me. And if you want, you can go to the DNR website. I did last year, the year before, to look at this grant. And yeah, it's pretty intense. But well, certainly look at it.
I think if it, you know, if we kind of use up splash pad and other swings and a pickleball, and we can address like a little kitchenette area in the pavilion, and I'm guessing that we, if we want to plant trees or anything like this.
It's everything, and even furniture.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if that's something you're thinking about for the bar, I don't know. If is that what you're meaning?
I was thinking of with, you know, we looked at improving the beer garden out front.
Oh, see, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Really, if it, I don't know. Because the DNR is, yeah. But I'll ask her. Yeah,
we want to include everything that we want for the park, and then and have it all priced out. And so, and then we, when we apply for the grant, we only have $200,000. So now we're only applying for 20. But they still see the overall of what we've got going on. This is what we're resisting, and this is what we have planned for the future, and this is all the money we have. So if you can match that, we can cut, you know, get
right. Right. That's good.
Okay, Jill's not here, but we'll just go carry on. We need a motion to approve Becky Bakula to the Fire and Rescue Department.
I'll make a motion to approve Becky Bakula to the Fire Department.
Yes, Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Yeah, this is her. Okay, vote please.
Aye. All right.
Then we need approval of the resignation of Lori Wozmeck from the Fire and Rescue Department.
I'll make a motion to approve the resignation of Lori Wozmeck from the Fire and Rescue Department.
I'll second.
And vote please.
Aye.
Aye. Mark Radlia also is gone from, is there anything else in Fire and Rescue? They're all gone, so they're, yeah. All right. Road Construction and Maintenance, Mark Radley. And he's not here, but everyone got a copy of what Chad had put together for the 16 acres that we were looking at up on Keeble Lake Road. I don't know if we want to move forward for this or if we want to just, I don't see any big rush right now. We're going to try and meet with Dave Holtz and see if we can, if he's willing to work in something else.
How about across the road here?
That's also is another option. This would be the perfect option. That would be a better option. That is a little far off option. But we have three options that we can look at.
You know, I think, you know, the one thing I'd have to say is that 16 acres would be awesome. But it's putting us away from things. But you look at Emily, you know, they moved their maintenance building back a little ways and stuff like that. But I believe the county wants a purpose for it.
Right, and Chad has a map drawn.
Exactly, yep. So, you know, and that's where, ultimately, that would work better over here. So, with, what I guess I'm a little uncertain as to how we, which route we take. You know, if we are able to obtain this and are able to put our maintenance buildings and whatnot over here, you know, then this is kind of, this map that and stuff that Chad drew up is not really correct. So we really can't pursue that until we figure out exactly what we're doing, I think.
Yeah, I think we're up in the air. I think we're getting.
I'd really love to get that property, and I'm not super against having the maintenance buildings up there. I think there are probably some adjacent owners that would be. But really, to keep everything kind of in one area, I think, is the absolute best.
I do, too.
I like the elbow room up there, though.
Definitely. And just an FYI, too, you know, if you were to, in fact, obtain that land, it's not zoned correctly to...
The commercial? What is it?
No, you would have to zone it commercial.
Oh, because it's forest three or something.
I don't remember, but I did speak to Justin about that, is that, you know, you'd have to change the ordinance or you'd have to, you know, change the zoning on that. And, yeah.
You know, I could see community gardens and a burn pit out there or something, you know, brush dump or something like that, and community gardens would fit. But then we'd have to probably put in a well and...
There's a lot of stuff we'd have to think about.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a great piece of property, and I really, the city needs more property, I feel.
We need more room, yes.
So hold off on mailing that out.
Yes.
I think we should until we really have our ducks a little better.
And the county did say there was no rush on their end, you know. We just have to, you know, Chad did that part, so we just have to get that to them when we're ready.
Oh.
And then they'll put it on their agenda. They meet once a month.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to wait on for everything to be done. We can still take and consider what the three locations of the land is. So if we want to go forward on just the purchase of the land currently, might be the best way to go to, or at least get pricing of that. So.
Right. I think that's a good piece of property, and it's kind of a good one to keep up our sleeve in case everything else falls through.
I'm going to place a call to Dave Poets then. Does anybody want to sit in on talking with him with me?
I know.
Okay, perfect.
Anybody else come sit?
It depends on when.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give him a holler tomorrow. So it can only be two of you.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm busy Thursday.
Okay. No, I'll give him a holler tomorrow.
And if both of you want to sit, I can bow out. So
sure.
No problem there. Okay, so we'll leave that, and then we'll move on to approve the Ziegler invoice. The new grader is pretty.
With that, I just want to assure you that the purchase agreement that council entered into with them last year was for $338,560. So that is accurate on the invoice. The trade-in value, so the actual sell price was $391,910. Of which the city got $53,350 for the trade-in. So that's where it brought it down to the $338,560.
So I'll make a motion that we pay Ziegler the $338,560 for the new grader.
I'll second that.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
With that, if I may, I just want to assure you then when you're looking at the treasurer's report, road maintenance had $331,000 in there, of which I just received the last tax settlement from the county, of which $81,000 went in there. So he's now sitting at $419,998. So then I'll pay that bill.
So he's got money left in his
budget. He does. Yep.
Perfect. And then more next year.
Yep.
The budget for
mm-hmm. Yes. Like, and then just to keep in mind. And I have to talk to Chad about this, and Mark, Manhattan Beach is wondering if we're going to do an overlay on Northgate Lane. Because Manhattan Beach, I mean, we almost have to do it together, of course, because we own part, they own part.
We have the first part, we have the second.
Yeah, and to the tune of that, back in May, April, was $119,296. So I don't know.
Is that our portion or is that
our portion?
That's just our portion.
Because we have.
I believe so.
I'll
figure that out with Chad and Mark, but it's something to keep in mind too.
I guess my only comment on that is if there's going to be a bunch of construction on that road, do we want a tarp rate? I don't know what happened to that property down at the end of that road. Last year there had been a moratorium on it, and there were 12 buildable lots, I believe, in there, and I haven't heard anything. I guess I know they lifted the moratorium, but I don't know if they're building anything down in there or not.
So who put the moratorium on?
The county.
Oh, the county, okay. Are they Timothy back there?
They are, yeah, because beyond the cul-de-sac, then it's Timothy.
And these 12 lots are beyond that?
Yes. We own right to where the I call it the Rocky Hill comes down, you know, right, there's an access on Trout there. But beyond that, just on the other side of that is Timothy then, so.
Yes.
But yeah, that one fella, he was doing that type of developing through swamps. He had acquired that property and one on Mission, and they put a moratorium on both of them for a year because I can't believe the DNR is a little more proactive on that.
Yeah.
That's a whole other deal.
Back up to this Ziegler invoice. Mm-hmm. Am I missing the trade-in?
You're looking at the invoice?
Yes.
I can give you a copy of the purchase agreement that council approved last year.
No, that's, yeah.
Because we got 53,000 for the old one, and some cents or whatever.
53,350.
Yeah, and this was originally 390-some thousand for the greater, but you've taken off the 53.
No, I'll give you a copy.
I just didn't see it here, so.
Yeah, this is the total, but yeah, it doesn't show the original starting price minus the old grader, and this is what you owe.
Well, it does. It says one of one trade-in.
Right, but it's not showing
up. It's not showing the dollar amount, so right. I was just curious that we don't have to double dip, but I want to make sure it's on there.
Exactly. It's not like it's 53 cents. Good catch.
Yes. Okay. Anything else on roads, construction, maintenance? We'll move to liquor store.
Okay.
And Randy and Diane.
I don't know. You can see that or not, but I'll run some numbers by you here. Looking at total sales of, this is November 2023, we're at 56,225. Compared to last year, which is just over $50,000 there. So you look at a gross profit for the month of November of nearly $30,000, which is 51.7% compared to last year was only $24,000. So we've had an uptick on that. If you go down three quarters of the way down and look at a net profit or loss for November of this year, we're just shy of $5,000. Last year we were in the hole about $2,000. So it's going in the right direction. And the last is if you look at year to date, 2023, we're at for a net profit of $77,000 and change compared to last year at this time, which was close to $72,000. So we're going in the right direction there. Dan, do you have anything?
I really don't, other than it was better than what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice to see.
Good.
Yep.
I think we've had some good projects.
Mm-hmm.
You might comment on last week with the arts and crafts.
The craft fair. Yeah, we had that the first week, first Saturday in December, and that went very well. It seemed to have drawn a lot of people. It was a good day for us. It worked really well having it accessed through the back again. So. We had the wine and the clothing in the back room, so that worked out really well. We sold a ton of clothing.
Did you?
Yep, we did really well on that.
Yeah, the back room looked really, really nice too. I like how you guys hang the, you know, curtain stuff and cut the things off. And yeah, it was very nice. Anybody that wanted to shop on that brown rack, it was easy to get to. They could find what they were looking for.
Yeah, so really good. Yeah, it turned out really well. So,
can I interrupt you?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to test these. So if we're not going to use them, we'll send them back. That's everybody.
Why did you point me out then?
Because it just dawned on me now. Thank you. I know it's intimidating.
It's okay.
Quick question. Is that That little fair you had here, would that be something we could do for all the weather once a month?
The craft fair?
Would it be feasible? Would it be a good idea? Or would we burn people out on it?
And then all the people that go away for the winter, and they only have so many people here. I'll bet you some of the crafters go away for the winter, too.
Sure.
And then you have less people to draw from for customers and clients. And
I just saw a lot of happy people.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It was fun, you know.
Absolutely.
So that I just wanted to ask that question.
I could reach out to a few vendors and see if anybody would be interested in doing that, you know.
It might be something maybe in probably February. Really young, you know.
Sure.
But probably not so much of her knit stuff. She had a lot of competition there.
Yeah, I put her in the wrong spot with the knitting.
But boy, she went through the tumultuous.
I know she did. And sure. The only thing to keep in mind is I don't know that we'd want to empty out City Hall once a month.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
But maybe
it is a lot of work.
Every other month, maybe, or every 3 months, maybe. We could.
I thought maybe you could just spitball in here, middle of winter, doing like a sportsman one.
Oh.
Oh, like an expo type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bringing in a couple, three suppliers and like range from like ice fishing to.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's on a call.
She went on a call.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh God. I wonder where everybody is.
I'm sorry. Yes, her and Mark and Jesse and Chad, that's where everybody is.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, this is all right. That's good. So, yeah, I guess this Friday we have customer appreciation from 3 to 6, and then music from 6 to 9. So we'll have a bunch of stuff going on this Friday, so you guys should come. It'll be fun. Trevor's doing some flatbreads and a bunch of food that he can cook. Yep, so hopefully.
Yes, he can.
Other than that, I think that's all we have in December is we have the craft fair and then the customer appreciation. We'll just keep moving forward. Hopefully December will be a good month too. So keep going.
Thanks for the work.
Thank you. I don't know what's up next because I don't have
It says review the planning or the P&L, which we did, staff report.
There's not much to talk about. I mean, yeah, it's been going good, so. Hours are getting, you know, it's getting slower during the day. I've kicked around a little bit, maybe opening a little bit later, you know. A lot of the times I don't get somebody in until 1, 2 o'clock. So, but I don't know if that's the way to go. I know we've tried it before. So I just don't get any coffee eyes or anything like that either. But I don't know, just kicking it around, thinking about it. I haven't really discussed it with Randy at all, but it's either that or maybe do more lunch stuff, you know, and really get that out there and try that for a while. So. But Randy and I will discuss that a little bit and see what we
need. I think that might have a little to do with how much snow and ice we get, too.
Absolutely.
That's a big push on that, you know.
Yeah, and it's been really bad this year. It's been
sad. Last couple of years it's been great for snowmobile and not for ice fishing, but this year we haven't had either one.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. So maybe we need to be flexible, you know, just deciding, you know. I don't know. So we can discuss it and see. So.
You're too. 2023 performance evaluations and pay increases. Did you guys come up with a plan?
Yep, so we did reviews. We met with everybody and did reviews on everyone and talked to everyone and went through everything. Randy and I sat down together this morning and went through what we thought we should do for everybody for pay increases starting the 1st of January. I don't know if I can say names or how that works.
Probably should keep it off.
I think that depends if council will take action tonight or not.
Does that even come before a council, or does she have the...
No, it comes before council. Okay. We have to keep in mind, too, though, that we have to approve a cost of living raise, which comes around Social Security this year is 3.2% is what they're running theirs at, UNCOLA, yeah.
So Randy and I did take that into account today, and we kind of factored in what we recommend for everybody paired with the COLA, so it all goes together.
Oh, okay.
You know, because we kind of figured it would be the 3% for COLA, so we kind of put it together. So I don't know if you want me to say what I would like for everybody, or...
What would we...
Well, I think that's up to council if you're going to take action tonight. Because there was a comment made that you might not on any raises.
Yeah, what we talked about today is probably enact something that would start January 1.
So we'd have to vote on it tonight.
Yes.
Or you could wait to vote on it in January to have time to go through all the information and then make a decision at the January meeting, make it retro back to January 1st, and so everybody would get moved.
That's good. I like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's what you guys are looking for. I like that too. Give us a little time to digest what you guys have planned.
Yeah. And then what I'd recommend maybe is get me what you want to do, and then I'll forward it out to council, and then we'll put it in packets.
Yeah, I don't think it should be in the general.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Better publish on the paper.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Well, the pay increases are.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It's all public.
Oh, I guess so.
Yep.
But I still want some time to look at it.
Yeah,
so.
We can get you the...
I think it should be more in stone in case there's any comments or questions and before we put it out to public.
Sure. Okay.
That being said, I would also like you guys to consider putting me back to hourly rather than salary. I would really like to go back to hourly starting January 1st.
But make sure you put that in the proposal with everything else. I don't have a problem with it. And your annual inventory on January 1st, 2024.
Who would like to come and help? Apparently the mayor and the liaison is not going to be here.
Oh, he's not.
I won't be here either. Or I be here.
Yeah. How about this? Because I really don't want to be here either. I'd rather be in South Padre. So how about I don't go either?
That leaves you, Anne.
You can do it.
If I can help, I will.
Okay.
It goes a lot smoother if you have, you know, people working.
Yeah, I helped last year or whatever. That wasn't bad.
Last year was the first year I missed in 40 years.
It's just that's like 2 days before I have my shoulder worked on, so if something comes up, I wouldn't be able to come now. If I can, I will.
So do we need somebody from council, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, I think if you can pull in your lead bartender and maybe another staff member who is...
In fact, sometimes I think it goes better because you guys know where stuff is. You know how it's packaged, and it just gets confusing, especially the beer and some of the other stuff when it comes. And it's 750 versus a liter versus a 1.75, and it just,
Yeah, I was just the checkoff guy.
You're needed. That's
So that way, Kim, I think, worked with me, and she knew where everything was and what you're looking for.
And that's the perfect thing. And then the auditor will be here, I believe, at 11.
Yes.
Gotcha. It'll be a video in.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Not physical.
Okay. I guess that's pretty much all I have. You guys have any questions or comments? Thank you.
Okay, the mayor's report, the 2024 budget and resolution 2023-18. This is a resolution is accepting the 2024 budget and certifying tax levy to Crow Wing County. Whereas the City of 50 Lakes has met the statutory requirements for notifying property owners of the proposed budget and levy. Whereas the City of 50 Lakes was not required to hold a separate truth in taxation hearing, but did review the budget and levy at the regular City Council meetings held in September, October, and November. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the proposed 2024 budget for the City of 50 Lakes is hereby adopted in the amount of $698,700. This does not include the municipal liquor store. And the city clerk is hereby instructed to certify the following tax levy to the Crow Wing County Auditor. General is $280,835. Roads and bridges, $271,540. Fire and rescue, $93,325. Parks, $53,000, for a total levy of $698,700. Dated this December 12, 2023. Make a motion that we adopt the resolution.
I'll second it.
And take a vote, please.
Aye.
Can I make a note that Jill is back for a vote? Thank you. And then we have the 2023 audit letter of engagement with CLA. And Mark is present. This is the same auditor that we've had for the last couple of years. We're going to have to find a different auditor as I take it for next year. So you'll give us some time to shop. They agreed to come on board with us this year at an hourly rate. We are up to 55.
So the audit will take place the week of January 22nd. I'm waiting to get a portal, the login information to a portal, where then I start uploading documents for them to start reviewing. And yeah, it's early.
They haven't given us an approximate of the cost, have they? So this is kind of open-ended?
It is. And honestly, I reached out to Abdobe as an auditing firm out of the Twin Cities. A lot of cities use. Didn't, no, turned us down. Then another auditing firm, of which, gosh, what? Oh, I can't remember how much they were. But I had already entered into this with him.
Right.
You're on a time crunch. We have to have an auditor.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'm reviewing it, those hourly pages just.
Oh, I know. And, you know, and I went over that with Karen, too, and she said, you know, we don't have a choice and the city has money.
So at this point, we haven't got even a line on anyone else for next
You know,
year?
There is in the clerk's member link, there's a lot of places having troubles getting auditors. So everybody's sharing who they got and what the costs are. So that'll be a project then. So I would need a motion for that, please.
I'll make a motion that we accept the letter of engagement from the audit company, CLA.
I'll second it.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Would you show her how to turn? I think it's on mute.
Oh. That is all I have on the mayor's report. We'll go to purchasing and personnel. That earn sick and save time needs to be added to our handbook as just maybe just an addendum in the back until it's all. It's kind of out there yet, and it's not totally set in stone. So if we, rather than revise a handbook, if we revise it now, we may have to revise it again later. So if we just add an addendum to it with the information on the earn sick and save time.
The only question I had is, under volunteer firefighters, it's third paragraph down, I've just been pulling information from other cities. Okay, first, let's go up to paragraph number 2. Full-time benefit employees will be front-loaded a minimum of 48 up to 80. Okay, some cities are front-loading 48 hours and some cities are front-loading 80.
What do you mean by front-loading, please?
So, me as a full-time employee, I'm not going to go anywhere. After I have reached that 30-hour threshold, to just front-load me that 48 hours, okay? And to be honest, the likelihood of me using it is probably zero. But it is a requirement. And this is where they're saying, just adopt the bare minimum. They're looking at, every city's looking at how this works. There's even a class tomorrow, but I can't go to it. And see how it goes the first year. So, with that, I would just recommend, I mean, you can do it either way. I can just load in for every 30 hours I work, or any other full-time employees, they'll get an hour. I mean, it's any employees. But with us who are permanent employees who already have sick time, it just, maybe you know more about this, is it just makes sense to front load it for the accounting purposes.
So at the beginning, we'll use January 1st as a
benchmark.
Yep.
So right away on the 1st of January, you have between 48 and...
Well, that's what you would have to determine. I'm recommending it's just the 48.
Right. But that's a questionable one. I just threw that in there. Okay. So as of January 1st, you have 48 hours of sick leave.
Yes, but I already have sick leave.
From last year.
Yes, and well, I have banked
it. Let's just hang on a second.
Okay.
First of the year under this, you were given 48 hours of sick leave right off the bat, or do you have to earn that before you get it? Front-loading is what I'm...
Okay, and that you guys should discuss that, or I can just calculate it. So myself and the other two full-time employees, every 30 hours we work, we'll gain an hour, and then I just need to know what the maximum you want.
Oh, and so 48 and 80 is just the maximum
the 48, all the year? The 48 is the minimum.
Okay.
Up to 80.
Okay, and then do these hours carry over to the following year?
That's up to you.
And it starts all over again.
That's up to the council.
Okay, because that those.
But I think I have it in here that it doesn't.
Right, it says this leave is available for immediate use and will not be paid out at the end of the year for unused balances.
Yes.
It states it right in the section.
So if you don't lose it, you lose it at the end of the year, right?
And then you can certainly change this policy at any time.
Right, but I'm just trying to get a grip on how it's written right now.
Yeah. It's
not
easy.
Understand this first.
Yeah. So if you take your 2,080 hours and divide it by 30 hours, you end up with 69 hours.
Is that what it comes out to?
Right, but we can set a max for it. We can set a max. We want 48 hours as the max, not 69.
Okay.
But you've got to earn that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you would only upload 48 hours to start with at the beginning of the year?
Well, we can choose not to front load it, so we could choose where they have to accrue it based on the 30 hours.
As they go through.
And then that maxes out at 48.
Okay. Well, okay, so that, so the way I look at it, it would be nice to front load it, because if you get sick in January...
They have sick leave already, though. So this is above and beyond. This is a state law that we have to provide them. This is above and beyond our sick leave.
So we're given this sick leave and another sick leave?
Yes.
This is state regulated.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
Oh, I thought this was in...
I thought being in the lieu that we already did sick leave, that it just kind of brought me to here. We were at a buy because we already gave them...
Well, we can renegotiate that since they're
definitely.
Since they're getting sick leave this way anyway, we might want to just maybe, I don't know how much sick leave you get, but we could do whatever their PTO is, maybe just add a little bit to their PTO, but it might be less than adding what the sick leave was already, we were already giving them because they're already getting the sick leave now through this state law.
Okay. You guys have to remember not everybody has sick leave.
Yeah, we're not to that point yet. We're just talking about full-time.
Full-time.
Okay,
full-time.
I'm sorry, I missed that part.
We're not talking about anybody else.
Okay.
Just full-time.
Yeah. So really, the only ones that will affect are 3, 4.
In that paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you go down, or the paragraph up is for the part-time. So
right,
all part-time people.
Right now, the we don't do anything for the part-time. So no. I really like that for the part-time.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But for the full-time people, it seems like we're getting more.
Yeah, but that's why we could, like, next year, for part of their pay, what we could do is if they have PTO, let's say they have 2 weeks, we're just going to go 2 weeks, and they have a week of sick leave and 2 weeks of PTO. Instead of giving them a total of 3 weeks, we could say, how about we give you 2 weeks plus a couple of days extra of PTO, and this is totally not what they're getting. But
right,
they give more, a little more PTO, and then let the sick leave be the state law.
All right, yeah. So we'd be taking away our offered sick leave right now. But this would fill that in. And
then you could just give them some extra PTO time.
Sure.
But what if you guys front load them, all of them hours, and then they take them all, and then they just quit?
Well, we don't have to front load it.
No, I'm not talking front loading the part-timers.
You're not? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, that's not what the policy reads.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll earn 1 hour for every 30 work.
Just for the full-time.
Yeah. For the full-time.
And we can keep it the same. This is just what others, you know, I'm looking at all kinds of cities. And this one I pulled from, part of it from the city of Emily. Part of it, I can't remember the other city. And it's really a mess.
So if you let them do the work, and we can just like
add a little bit.
Then part-time people, they would not carry over sick leave.
Unless you wanted to grant that.
But what about full-time people? Right now you do, guys. I think there's something in our manual about you.
Okay, that's totally different.
So we'll deal with...
Well, it is totally different, but it's kind of related somewhat. Mm-hmm. I see it.
This is totally different.
Yep, this is totally different.
It's a total separate thing.
With our employment package. This is something the state has come up with, and everybody has to do this. So we can tweak it a little bit, but we have to offer it.
We have to offer it within these parameters,
yes.
And then we can, based on the fact that we have to offer this, we can readjust some other things in the future with part of their...
In light of that, you could, I've seen other cities doing this, say that part of our sick time, you'd have to pull some of our sick time out of our sick time and earmark it for... Earn safe and sick.
I guess that's exactly.
And if that's the route you want to go, I just need to know that. So.
Well, I'm just curious as what we can do. This one here is we've really got very little to that we can do. There's a few things we can tweak back and forth, but I guess where I'm at is if someone ends up with 8 weeks of sick leave in a year because of this, and then they take it, we need to hire more people because...
But sick leave is different than PTO. You have to actually be sick. Like, it's... Or you have to have a family member that's sick, or has to fall into certain parameters.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is...
You're not going on vacation.
And I'm not sure, but what I'm guessing that it's building a lot of sick time possible for one employee within the city, and being we're so such a small city, if someone were to take 6 weeks off, how are we going to replace them?
Well, number one, there's nothing we can do. We have to adopt this.
Well, this one, but if you use this one and the one that we've got in place in conjunction together, that's a pretty big chunk of time possibly off. If I'm not, maybe I'm mistaken and not seeing it the right way.
So, Gary, that's what we're talking about. Like, we have to adopt this regardless, and then we can tweak what the package that we give, that we provide.
Exactly. I think that's where I'm kind of going with this. I know this is in stone, but where we can...
This is confusing to me.
It is. But
I agree.
I read it 3 times today. I read through it quickly.
Well, what I would recommend is that maybe a council person or two sit with me and go over a handbook, because I do think there might be changes you want to make in light of this. Like right now, we have vacation time and we have sick time. Mm-hmm. Would you like to put it all together? You know, or really look at it and see. I mean, adopt this tonight, next month, you can change it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take anything from anyone, but I'm just, as I'm seeing it, it's It's a possibility that a lot of times somebody could just...
So what she's saying is that based on what we're offering for PTO and sick time right now, we know that there could be like a minimum, so no matter what, there's a minimum of 48 sick days. Right. So no matter what, for full-time people. So what we could do is just talk to her about, okay, so what should we do with our PTO? Maybe we can mix it with the sick
time.
Well,
and I agree. I don't want to touch a PTO. That's time that people earn off. But it's the sick time that could be used as PTO that could, you know, we've got this sick time and we've got the sick time we offer. The PTO is, as far as I'm concerned, that's...
Well, so what we're saying is we want to make sure that they have at least as much PTO as they already have.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
And then based on what they are going to be provided to the state, regardless, we have to do that.
Right.
We might tweak, maybe take a little less of the PTO, but then we combine the sick time PTO time so that they were not, so let's say right now they're 2 weeks. Okay, so that's like 40 hours, right? Right now they would be getting 48 hours if they were full time. So that we're adding an extra eight days to that. So,
hours,
or sorry,
eight hours.
8 hours, sorry, 8 hours. So instead of just the 40 hours, instead of just the 48, we could add it, or we give them a little bit more, make sure they have at least what they have already, and then maybe add a little bit more to that.
How much sick time do you get in a year? How many days?
Like 12, I think.
So right now you're at about that 40 hours.
But I've been banking it. That's why, I mean, for a long time, because I don't use it.
Okay, what do you get in a year?
I'd have to look.
I guess that's...
I think 12 days. I think it's a day and a half a month.
And how much PTO? And we, this is something we...
No, PTO, I'm not concerned.
It's a paid time off. It's sick time.
Right. Paid time. It's paid time.
We don't have PTO.
But it's kind of like
vacation.
Oh, you
don't have PTO.
We have vacation, and we have sick
time. Okay, that's what I'm saying, vacation. Mm-hmm. So PTO is paid time off, which can either be vacation or it can be sick. So some places only have PTO. They don't have a sick time. Well, they will not. But some places only offer PTO. And out of the PTO, you take your vacations and your sick time.
And that's something to be discussed. But to make this easier tonight, then instead of front loading anybody, how about I just have it, because I have to create an Excel spreadsheet, because it's mandated that I track every part of this, is every, okay, you have to work, okay, employees who work for at least 80 hours in a year will earn 1 hour for, okay, 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. How about if I just do it for everybody like that? So then come January, if you decide there's a change, and in the meantime, hopefully someone wants to sit down with me.
I will happily do that.
Good. And we'll tweak it, and then I'll look at what the league, they're coming out with policies every day. So are other cities.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I guess just kind of the way that I see it right at the moment, at a day and a half, a month is what you said, that comes up to roughly about 14 days.
Right, but that's totally different.
And this is giving you another 2 weeks in a year.
Well, not really. If you take a 40-hour a week person and for 1 year,
$2,000 hours,
and then of those hours, you only get 1 hour per 30, so divide that by 30, it leaves you with 69 hours, which comes out to be 8.625 days. So it's not like it's a huge day. You're adding, you know, if you did that for the full-time employees, if they work their 40 hours a week for 52 weeks, divide that by 30, because you only get 1 hour per 30 worked, leaves you with 69 hours, and that figures out to be 8.625 days.
So it's just a little over a week.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, see, this so is, I had no idea where any of this was at, you know. So this explains it a little better and gets me a little closer to where I, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. I think just to keep in track of it, it's going to be a pain.
It is. So I will change that. So it'll mimic exactly what I'll do for the part-time people.
Sure. Okay. I just, you know, I didn't know what you guys get for vacation and all of that stuff. And the way I look at it, if you're not supposed to, you're only supposed to use it for sick time, There's always a potential for...
One thing reading through here we need to change is that parentheses E.
Which page are you on, Randy?
Yeah. 67.
Okay.
It just talks about a part-time person is able to carry over.
Which paragraph again?
It starts with the parentheses E.
On 67.
Oh, carry over, okay.
Carry over.
Okay.
Which carry I think we need this. I don't know why you need to carry over with this.
Sick time, right? Yeah. And vacation is different.
Well, maybe, yeah.
So we should strike that.
I would change that.
Thank you. Okay.
Do we need a motion on that?
No, not yet. Okay, volunteer firefighters also earn this.
Yes.
So, yes. So I just need to know so that I'll do the same thing is every 30 hours worked, I'll bank, you know, I mean, start accruing that. Every city's different. So there's three bullets there. It's 1 to 2 hours for each meeting attended and 1 to 2 hours of each training and the amount of time on our call. So how I understand it is you guys do track the time your calls take?
It is tracked, yes.
Okay. So then it's just a determination of 1 to 2 hours or what you want to do for each meeting that's attended and each training. Or do you want people to keep time sheets?
I think they're always 2 hours, aren't they?
Like, no, anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours. Sometimes, yeah, average probably just under 2 hours, I mean, guessing.
And this will probably change. Somebody's going to come up with something because this is the most frustrating part for the cities is how to track the fire department.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I just need to know, or do you want them to track it?
We'll just do an hour per meeting.
Yeah.
And we'll track
and 2 hours.
Times. Sometimes they're 20 minutes, sometimes so just run off by the time you get back.
Well, I think for the trainings it should be 2 hours because we almost always take 2 hours for trainings.
True.
So okay. 2 hours for trainings, 1 hour for meetings.
So 3 hours a month
yeah.
on that. Then
just
that's
those.
Just the meetings, that's no help then.
Right. Sometimes our meetings go a little bit longer. But
for we meet the 30 hours at home.
And then she'd make it.
I thought that's what we're
doing. So, Ann, how do you do that? Does the employee contact you on the sick?
That's why last month you approved the... Absence form, yes. So now from now on, a few of us are already using them, but I did add the earn sick and safe time on it that they will be using that.
So I highly doubt that many firefighters will be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Say, well, you're probably not.
Because I'm sick.
Well, you're probably not going to, you might not reach the threshold either.
Right. Yeah.
So. Okay. Was there any more questions on it?
Well, he would probably reach the threshold, but I might. Because he goes to almost all of them. Or all the calls.
Sure. So. If not, then I would take a motion to adopt this as amended. And I'll send you out the amendment.
Motion to adopt this as amended.
Just a second.
Or do we want to include that? What we said about we're just going to track it for employees and the fire department will be 1 hour per meeting, 2 hours per meeting.
I'll have to, yeah.
She'll sum it up.
Sum it up when you pass it next month. But
no, we're adapting it now.
But I'll send this out as soon as it's revised.
So we're adapting it as amended, as we just amended it.
As we revised it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I need a second.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, which
one?
That's painful.
Pardon?
That's painful.
I know. Sorry. 2024 COLA. We were going to hold off with the liquor store employees until the January meeting. Do we want to do the COLA? Or do we want to wait and see? Because 3.2% is Social Security.
I think it's only right to wait for...
I think it's only right to wait till we have all the information from all the employees and make the motion in January for the COLA, and we can make it retroactive back to January 1st.
There you go.
That work for everybody? Okay, so we need to cancel and reissue check number 45680 to T. Johnson for $526.23, less the $32 cancellation fee. Can we put these together or do you want them separate?
Together.
And also cancel check number 45668 for $35 from D. Buhite. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Aye.
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 But I'm not the only one.
No. Approval to initiate an investigation by the city attorney's office of the allegations made in a resignation letter. I would like to make a motion on this. I spoke with the city attorney, and he would like to do an investigation.
I will second that.
The vote?
Aye.
Aye.
City Hall is closed Christmas, December 25th, 2023, and New Year's Day, January 1st, 2024. That's just FYI?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unfinished. Is there anything else in purchasing and personnel? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, we could, now that we're here, we could do that fire department.
You certainly can. We went through it, but you...
Oh, no. Yeah, I just went through it. I was just going to say how many calls are there.
Oh,
yeah,
please,
we can have that. That would be great.
I forgot to say one thing under purchasing and personnel. I briefly talked about it with you. I have not been able to use all my vacation time. I'd have to look because I did use them and I am going to use more. It might be like 50, 60 hours.
Go on vacation. Right, Kelly knows someplace warm.
Yeah. And next, but somebody's got to run the office, so she's kind of stuck on quite a bit of stuff, and I understand it's hard for her to take her time.
So would you prefer, I'm just asking a question. Is it something where we could pay you out part of that, and you could take part of that, or?
I'm working with Jess to try to take as much as I can yet this year, but of course we're getting down to the wire, and it's just been an unusual year.
Right.
It really has. Mm-hmm. And I know in the past, yes, vacation has been either allowed to be carried over or allowed to be cashed out. So I'm not making a big deal out of it. I should have had it on the agenda. So if you want to wait till next month and have it on the agenda, I'll have how many hours that I have left.
Is this affecting any other full-time employee?
No, I don't. I don't know what...
I worked on Bruno all mine, so...
That's good. That's good. Supposed to take some time off. Diana?
I honestly don't know how many I...
You had 24.
I have now after last week.
Okay.
Some of that was set too, so... I'll have to look and see.
So if you want to, we can...
Let's have a full presentation at the January meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just been an unusual year. Usually I try to use it all, but, the office has to be covered.
Because I have...
It could be.
I mean, if you had 50 days...
Hours. No.
I was like, oh my God. Even 50 hours is over a week. I mean, I don't know how you're going to take that.
Yeah, okay.
For a year.
Yeah,
it's
difficult. So, I mean, I guess we can just
get as much as you can.
As long as we make sure that she doesn't lose all of that.
Right. Well, typically, I mean, it's just been an unusual year because of taking on the new role, and not having, the availability to take the time off.
Somehow, though, I remember last year this being a big deal that people weren't taking all their vacation.
Right, and I'll do a sheet, too, of how many times you've actually paid people out.
Okay, that'll be good information, Cal.
Because I don't want to be you know.
No, I'm just saying that I remember that being a deal last year, so I don't know.
Or carry, allowed to carry it over.
You don't get that, so we don't have to stress you.
Yeah. Don't. I should have put it on the agenda.
Well, can we add it on the agenda?
We've already,
at the very beginning.
Okay, I'm done.
And then we don't know what other people, too, what they have. Chad said he's spent most of his day and doesn't know where she sits, so.
So you used yours, Chad? So you don't have any that's going to be?
Well, I've been trying to burn it up, but I lose it.
Right, because last year I remember that. About using it or losing it. Mm-hmm. So I remember that.
And if you want to stick to the policy, I'm fine.
No, I'm not.
I'm serious, though.
But that's not my point. My point was just, I remember that being a deal last year.
That was just always a big cluttery of the user, you lose it, so that's why I worked on using it. Right.
So then I suggest at the next meeting we come up with a policy, an actual policy of what we're going to do with all, like with people that aren't able to take the vote here.
It is use it or lose it.
Okay, so, and I remember that being a big deal last year. So right, I don't think that we should continue to, we either need to make a policy where, yes, they can come over, this much can be brought over, and so that some people aren't working really hard to get it done. I understand that this is, you know, for you, it's been totally different this year. Yeah. So, but that everybody's in the same boat.
Right. That sounds good. You were going to work with Ann on, I know I already forgot something.
The handbook.
Yeah. The handbook stuff. So yeah. Maybe you guys sure kind of cover some of that if you want.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect.
That'd be great.
Why don't you do it in January? Well, no, after. Probably after you're done with that audit.
Yes, that'd probably be the best. And it's just too, and this, you know, she's awesome. And all that she is, but there's 2 days a week she's not here.
Right.
So to take a week off, I can't. So
understandable.
Just so you understand.
So we'll come up with something that makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you.
If anybody wants to watch my kids, I don't know.
Well, maybe once in a while. Mm-hmm.
I could take him to Texas.
Okay.
Don't. They'll be gone.
They just told me the car. Yes. They're packed already.
Yep. I got go bags. Don't worry.
Okay. Anything else under purchasing and personnel? Unfinished business.
She was going to do calls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You can do unfinished business first.
I'm sorry. Unfinished business. Okay, well, open forum. Tom, yes.
Hi there, I'm Tom Stover. I'm the ranger down at the Scout Camp, and one of my winter projects this year is I'm building lending libraries for camp. And the open had the wonderful idea, well, maybe we should put one over here at the, over here at the park. Since we have the park, we have pickleball. So before I just go and do something like that, I figured I'd ask permission first.
You're talking about like the little libraries?
Yep.
Take a book, leave a book?
Yep. And we've got boxes and boxes and boxes of books. So we've got plenty of children's books to put in there. So
I think it's a great idea. It'd be a great addition.
I don't need a permit or anything like that, do I?
Nope. I think just work with Chad, probably.
Yeah, about the placement of it. So, and also with Anne too, for the, because we're setting up the placement for everything on scale. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
As long as it's all the way.
Yeah, I can even see sitting there
reading
stories
to the
kids or
something. Right?
So,
yeah, that's great.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And in that, he's leaving.
Do you have calls? Did you give any calls?
Well, you know, Jesse's here. Jesse's here, so. Even though I
didn't get that. We are at the end, but have you ever reported on the calls and stuff?
We just had 3 medicals last month.
Oh, yeah, one that. We had, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But some of them since the last, some of those were in the last month.
Oh, right. Okay, then that's normal.
Just for November?
Yeah. For November, yeah, just for the total.
All right, that's all we have. Okay, thank you.
I'm very excited. So
glad we've done that.
Great.
Open forum, nobody else? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. that's